Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into Get Into Your Feelings. For those of you who have not listened to Get Out of Your Feelings, I encourage you to listen to that post first. For those of you who have listened to that post, remember that we talked about being sensitive, three types of sensitivity, and the downfalls of sensitivity. That post was dedicated to speaking on the first downfall of sensitivity, which was oversensitivity. This post will be dedicated to speaking on the second downfall of sensitivity, which is lack of sensitivity. Remember that lack of sensitivity can potentially lead us to a place of disregarding the emotions and needs of others. Let's talk. Do you have a good heart? Have you ever been taken advantage of? Have you ever shown someone so much love despite their negative behaviors that you arrived at a point of no longer having love or compassion for others? Have you ever been hurt to the point of deciding to disregard the desires or needs of others and focusing on yourself? What happened to you that caused you to transform from being that selfless, compassionate person to this selfish, cold-hearted person? In most of the above-mentioned questions, I could see myself prior to God saving me and healing me. As mentioned in Everybody Can't Go, I love people more than I loved myself. I can admit that loving the wrong people caused me a tremendous amount of emotional and physical pain. Loving the wrong people pushed me to the point of not caring about people. Loving the wrong people had me doing things that were against my nature. Loving the wrong people made me cold-hearted, to be quite frank. Loving the wrong people forced me into a place of lack of sensitivity. All of that led to my love and compassion for people, except my children and patients, to grow cold. I felt emotionally numb and enforced the walls I had built up around my heart in an effort to protect myself. But I knew this wasn't who I truly was. I knew that the pain and trauma that I had endured throughout my life had transformed me into someone I wasn't. I knew that I couldn't heal on my own. I knew that it was going to take God Himself to come to my rescue and save me from myself. When I began to put forth the effort in the process of rededicating my life back to Christ, God gave me a vision. In this vision, God was literally performing heart surgery on me. During the vision, God spoke to me, informing that I had a lot of damage within my heart that needed to be repaired before He could use me effectively for His kingdom. After that vision, I went through so much as God began to reveal those things that I had packed deep within my heart. In an attempt to forget them, He started to bring forth childhood traumas that I had been through but never dealt with. He showed me how my adult behaviors were tied to most of those unhealed childhood traumas. He knocked down those walls I had built up to protect myself from people potentially hurting me again. He showed me things about myself that I didn't even know were rooted within me. I had taken those things on while dealing with the wrong people and being in the wrong places. That vision literally came to life as God performed the heart repair that saved my life, that saved me from dying in sin, that delivered me out of the pits of hell, that set me free from the chains of bondage and generational curses that would be the pivotal point of my ascension into a new life led by Him. As God did His work within my heart, He sent a person in my life that gave me hope in people again. This person made me begin to trust that people could be good without reason. He showed me that I didn't have to sacrifice any portion of myself to be loved, desired to help me and see me succeed without ulterior motives. But most importantly, the person showed me the love of God. God utilized that person as He pulled back every layer of hurt, pain, and trauma within me, exposing them at the roots. God forced me into being emotional and vulnerable again. God knew that I lacked sensitivity in any form that it came in. He knew that I disregarded my own emotions and needs, so the emotions and needs of others definitely did not matter to me. He knew that possessing a lack of sensitivity was not of Him and was leading me into impurity, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 19. He knew all of these things and showed compassion towards me still. During the surgery, He remained gentle, forgiving, loving, kind, and patient, just as He desires for us to do with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's get into the word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 instructs us to put on tenderhearted pity and mercy, a kind feeling, a lowly opinion of others and ourselves, gentle ways, and patience. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 instructs us to be gentle, forbearing with one another, forgiving one another, even as the Lord freely forgives us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 instructs us to be kind and compassionate towards one another. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 list the fruit of the Spirit, which include love, kindness, and gentleness. Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36 reiterates the need for us to be sensitive to the emotions and needs of others. These are not merely encouragements, but they are requirements. God requires us as His children to possess the same characteristics as He does through the Holy Spirit. Remember that we were created in His image and likeness according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. We cannot go throughout our lives hanging on to past traumas and unhealed portions of ourselves. We cannot allow situations, circumstances, or people to change us or cause our perspective to shift. We must be sensitive to the emotions and needs of others through the leading of the Holy Spirit. When we are led by the Holy Spirit, we will not find ourselves in places where we are taken advantage of, where we are used, nor where we are abused. I must reiterate the need to be led by the Holy Spirit, because if it had not been for His leading, I would still be heartbroken and trauma-filled. I would still be bound. I would still be in repetitive cycles. I would still be ineffective in His kingdom. I would still lack sensitivity. And I most definitely would have pushed that person away that God was utilizing to show me His love and compassion. I encourage you to do a deep dive within yourself on today in an attempt to pinpoint any lack of sensitivity within you. Know that if you do find traces of lack of sensitivity, God is able to uproot any cause and deliver you from anything. Cleave to Him as you search within yourself, for He knows you better than you know yourself. Just as God has healed and continues to heal my heart, He can do the same for you and your heart if you desire for Him to do. According to Psalm 147, verse 3. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to realtalkwithkeevy.com and read all about it. Bye.